This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's Oil and Gas Commission wants a 2,000-foot buffer between new wells and buildings. CPR's Sam Brash reports that's four times the current limit for some types of buildings.
Regulators had been considering an increase for schools and apartments, but plan to keep the current requirement in place for most homes. That changed in a big way Wednesday. A majority of the commission now appears to favor a 2,000-foot setback as a new standard. Commissioner Jeff Robbins says that's because of a state study and public testimony. Both highlighted the risks of living close to oil and gas extraction. The industry, unsurprisingly, criticized the move and the underlying science, adding bigger setbacks could hurt the economy. A final vote is expected next month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's senators voted along party lines on the Republicans' so-called skinny coronavirus relief bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Cory Gardner, who's up for re-election, says Democrats put politics above policy. But Democrat Michael Bennett counters the bill didn't do enough, leaving out aid for state and local governments and a slew of steps to help American families. He remains hopeful that a bipartisan agreement can be reached.
And I think what it will show is that there's an opportunity here for there to be a negotiation among the senators that want to get something done here, Democrats and Republicans, and the White House, who I think does want to get something done.
But given the depth of the stalemate, the promise of another coronavirus relief bill before November is far from certain. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up, school in a pandemic is unlike anything 8-year-old Sebastian has seen before. But he was definitely ready to go back.
I was excited from coming to school because at the house, I would just always like be sitting on the couch doing nothing, sometimes helping my mom with her work.
We head to room 132, a Colorado classroom, figuring out what pandemic learning looks like. With CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine, that story coming your way in 15 minutes. Be with us for that here on All Things Considered. It's 54 in Denver and 46 in Vail. This is CPR News.